Sagt der heilige Mischle weiter, mit sech des Menaches, Perik Vav, Mischle Zayin. Ha'aymer ha'yem enuppa, b'shloish esrei nafa. Like we mentioned earlier, there were 13 like sifters. Now they were organized one on top of the other. Each one was more fine than the other one. The one with the biggest holes was all the way on top. That sifted out the biggest pieces of like what's called chaff, shells, things like that. Then it went through the next 11 of these sifters or sieves. Now each of these sieves, what it looks like is like a net, has little holes in it. Each of the holes were smaller and smaller. So with this system, the one all the way on top took out the big pieces that didn't belong in the flour. The next one, little smaller pieces. The next one, little smaller pieces. Until the bottom one, where anything that got through all of these sifters had to be pure flour. The Batanura says this was all l'chatchila, b'di eved. It would have been kosher anyway. So zak the Mishnah. Ha'omer ha'yemenupa b'shloish esrei nafa. The flour of the omer mincha. Remember, the omer is made out of barley. Barley has a lot more like shells or things that you have to get out. So he had 13 of these kinds of sifters or sieves that were stacked one on top of the other. Ushtei lechem b'shtayim esrei, the flour for the shtei lechem on Shavuos, which comes from wheat, not barley, so it needs less sifting. Ushtei lechem b'shtayim esrei, all you had was 12 of these kelim stacked one on top of the other. V'lechem aponim b'achas esrei, the flour for the lechem aponim, went through 11. Why did you need less for the lechem aponim? And the answer is the shtei lechem on Shavuos would always have fresh wheat, new wheat. The new wheat has more shells or different things that have to come out. The older wheat, which will be used throughout the year for the lechem upon him, has less of this chaff, less of this stuff that has to be sifted out because some of it dries up and falls off by itself. Who disagrees with all of this? Rav Shimon says, Lehayla kitzva. There's no set amount. We didn't say from how much wheat to start with, from this. Figure out what you need for the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, or the Lechem upon him. You didn't have to make all these Cheshbaynes. Ela Soiles, Menupa, Kolsarcha, Hayamevi. Rather, Soiles, flour, Menupa that was sifted, Kolsarcha as much as necessary, Hayamevi, that's what they brought. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, V'lekach the Soiles, V'yafisa Isa. You shall buy fine flour and bake it. So in other words, Achei Menupa Kol Sarcha. You have to sift it as much as you have to, until you get to your final product, that there's nothing else mixed in over here. But to preset a certain amount, says Rav Shimon, no, that's not necessary. So really, Rav Shimon is arguing with both Mishnahs, our Mishnah and the Mishnah beforehand. Our Mishnah that says exactly how many times each was sifted, and the Mishnah before that gives us a base amount, how much we have to take for the Omer, for the Shtei Lechem, and the Lechem upon. So quickly, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah that the Omer was sifted through 13 sifters, the one on top of the biggest holes. It took out the biggest pieces. And as you went down, each one had smaller and smaller holes until you got to perfectly smooth flour. The Shtei Lechem, that was wheat, not barley, needed only 12. The Lechem upon him, that was with older Tfuah, where some of the things we have to get out of the Tfuah fell off ready on its own, would only need 11. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says there's no set amount. You sift it until you have the fine flour. He also mentioned from the Bat Tanura, the Rambam says it's beferish. This is all l'chatchila. But if you didn't do this, as long as you had flour that's kosher, you're yotze the carbon. If you want to look over here in the Taisus Yom Tov, you'll see that there's a Shitas Rashi that the 13 siftings is not stam. We figured out that's what it's going to take, but it's halacha l'maaseh saying that it has to be 13 times. So it could be, some say that according to Rashi, if you don't do it, you're taka not yetzer.